Good morning, KYOK listeners. Good morning, Sister Linda Randall. I am Reverend Lewis Winkley, and I serve at the Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, under my pastor, Dr. Sheldon L. Jackson, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Welcome to the Sunday School Snapshot. This morning, we have a wonderful lesson from our standard lesson commentary. We're going to be dealing with lesson number 11. We are in Unit 3. Dealing with the covenant community and Psalms of Thanksgiving and Praise. The title of our lesson is Songs of Praise. And let's get into a word of prayer and we'll dive into our lesson. Heavenly merciful Father, Lord, we just come to tell you thank you for the day you've given. Thank you for the new mercy and grace. Thank you for that touching of the finger of love, waking us this morning, keeping us in our right mind, Father, giving us peace, Lord, and your joy and happiness is our prayer that you continue to guide us on this day. Lord, have your way, Father God. Speak your word to us to make us ever be the better where you get the glory out of our lives. We forever give you the praise, Lord. Link us together, Lord. Bless us, Father God. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Let your word burn in our minds, our hearts, our very souls. It's in Jesus' name we ask of these blessings. And the people of God said, amen. Songs of praise, songs of praise. When you look at this lesson, our title alone, you know, when you know, look at the meaning of songs are words that are put together and arranged in order like a poem that is set to music. So it is meant to be animated. It is meant to be enjoyed. It is meant to trigger thinking and emotional responses. That's what a song is. And then when you couple that with praise, praise is the express warm approval or admiration that display and convey through our feelings, through our thoughts, through our conduct. And that's really one main thing. When we praise, our praise comes through our feelings, thoughts, and our conduct, how we conduct ourselves as children of God, as we praise God who we are. Today, our lesson, devotional scripture, we actually in the tail end of the Psalms, the fifth division of Psalms, the last Psalms 146, 148, is actually our devotional scripture in its entirety. Then background scripture and our printed text is Psalms 146 and 150. So you see the two ends on the last five of the Psalms, and all of them are dealing with praise. Now, when you look at this, as we look at our lesson, when you turn into your lesson, we're going to be looking at Psalms 146, verses 1 through 10. Then you have contrast, Psalms 150, verses 1 through 6. Now, they actually work together homogeneously together because Psalms 146, if you want to just break it down and make it real simple, 146 says why we should praise God. 148, it shows nobody escapes. Nobody gets away. That's one of my resources said that nobody escapes praising God. Nobody praises. Nobody on earth, nobody, nothing in creation can escape not giving God praise. Might not want to, but ain't that you, you have to because of who God is. And then Psalms 50 says, how are we supposed to give praise? You're supposed to give it. You're supposed to give it. It's supposed to be pleasurable, and it's supposed to be fruitful and progressive, and it's supposed to be loud and inviting how we give praise. So if we could, we'd give in. So, and then, you know, praise in itself, the word praise is translated to the Hebrew word hallelujah, and it shows our personal encouragement on how we should praise God. So you see why. You see that no one escapes God's praise, praising God. And then we see how we ought to praise. So let's jump into the lesson. Psalm 146, verse 1. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, Oh my soul. So he's telling this a double clutch on here. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh my soul. So it comes in here, says not only praise the Lord in general, praise God specifically because he is God. And then it says, oh my soul. Now we know our soul is the seat of our mind and our will. That's who we are. That's who we really are. You sitting down in your chair, you laying in your bed, you're on the couch, maybe you might be driving, maybe walking through the office, listening on your headphones, and when you look through in the mirror and you see yourself 36, 24, 36, or you see a milk carton or a Coke bottle or whatever you got going on, that's just the out of you. When you see your perfectly manicured nails or you did your eyebrows or perhaps you had your head shaved bald and got some wax and you shining real bright, that's just the out of you. The real you is the soul, your will, your heart, your mind, who you really are. That's what God's working on. So man is a triune being. You the physical outside, you see the emotional, intellectual of who you are in your mind and your thought processes and your will that's connected to your soul, and your soul is your spiritual. So it says here, oh my soul, verse 2, it says, while I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto God while I have any being. And the focus on here is he's calling this psalmist. We don't really know who wrote and orchestrated the psalm by the power of the Holy Spirit, but we don't know the actual identity of the person that wrote it. But he said, I will live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto God while I have any being. Anything of me, any value of me, any substance of me, any existence of me, I will praise the Lord. So you're making a personal commitment to praise God by our conduct, by how we conduct ourselves, our gestures, our motions. We praise God and expressly showing our approval and admiration of who we are, who we are in God and who God is to us. He said, look at verse 3. It says, put not your trust in princes. Now that princes, it comes in because that princes shows, put not your trust in man. It said, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, who is there is no help. Now he's saying this because he's pointing on your leadership. You know, I know we're getting ready on this day. We're supposed to go in America. We're voting to see who's going to be our leader for the next 4 years. So don't put your trust in your leadership, whoever you vote in. Don't put your trust in any other man or no woman, because they're human. Because guess what? It says here, it says, for their breath go forth and they return it to earth. That means that they die. That means they're going to live and ultimately they're going to die. They ain't going to be around forever. And then it says that in every day that their thoughts perish. So whatever good intentions they had, or whatever they was planning on doing, eventually that's going to die off. Because one, they're going to have a physical death, and then maybe their idea or their thought or whatever that was going to help you or was going to be there, that might die off too. Because hey, man, wishy-washy. Man change. Man is fickle. Change with the wind. But God is forever. God is ever-present help. God never die off. God never forgets. God never forsakes. Remember the promise? I will never leave you nor forsake you. You say, don't put your trust in that. And then also that princes mean double. Because it shows here, talks about Jerusalem. Because you know Jerusalem had the kingdom of God, the upper and the lower kingdom. The northern kingdom in Jerusalem and the southern kingdom in Judah both got themselves tied up in infidelity and being fickle by trusting other pagan nations to protect them, provide for them, making alliances, when they should always trust in God. And that's for us. That's a word for us today. Some of us busy making alliances with people that we know don't have nothing to do with God. Some of us busy making alliances that trying to make vertical moves, crawling up that corporate ladder with people that we know don't mean us no good. Just trying to make a step up. Just trying to get the corner office. Just trying to get the parking space. I wish I had somebody. And then turn around, these people don't mean it's no good. And eventually they're going to die off, or the idea going to die off. So God says don't trust in them, because the kingdoms, both the northern and the southern kingdom, both fail by not trusting God. So we supposed to be trusting in God, because the man is of no help. He said, verse 5, happy is he that have the God of Jacob for his help, whose help is in the Lord of God. There go colons. There go my colons. He says, which have made the heavens, the earth, and the seas, and all there is. There go my colons. Which keepeth the truth forever. So he's saying, happy is he, the God of Jacob. Now, you know, when Paul speak about the God of Jacob, he's actually talking about Israel. He's actually talking about God's people gathered together as Israel. So he's talking to us. He's talking to all of us that are God's children. He said, happy is he who trusts in God, who gathers us, who keeps us, who provides for us. Because it says, why? This Psalm 146, why? Because he shows the meticulous care that God gives unto us. He says, God made the heavens, which we don't even can't see that far out, but he knows it's around us. He said, God made the earth, you know, around us that we don't even know that much about, but we still exist. And then God made the sea. The sea is always indicative of fear because of the chaoticness and the unknown of what's under it. You know, the Leviathan, as they talk about in the old. God made that. I mean, he in total control of that. So that's why we should praise him. Then it comes in. He talks. He says, he talked about the meticulous care on how he did. Verse 10, it says, the Lord shall reign forever. I mean, God will reign forever, but everybody else and everything else shall fail. Jumping to 150. 150 says how we should praise God. We should praise him, verse 2, in his for his excellent greatness. And verse 6, it says, lest everything that has breath praise the Lord. That means nothing can escape not praising God because God created all. So I tell you, as you get into your lesson, know that God deserves our praise. And because he deserves our praise, he chose Zion, the hill to put the Jerusalem in, to put his glory in, but he chose each one of us to put his spirit in us. So I pray that you had a wonderful time, get the chance to dive in the lesson. Let the Lord bless you and keep you as our prayer until we meet again.